Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hi, Van. How are you? I've got my best buddy, your buddy, Bob Bupka, is going to be on the show in just a couple of minutes with Brian Finnerty from V1 Sports and Jeff Wallach, the author of Mr. Wizard. You'll love it. And Robert Wiskovitz, he's got something for us that's it's so cool that Sir Nick approached him. So we'll tell you all about it. And we're going to have a hot day today. It's going to be about 91 degrees, depending, of course, whether you're maybe up in Wahiawa, 86 on the South Shore, certainly 91 degrees. But we've got breezy trade winds, 15 to 25 miles per hour. So a little rain this morning, that'll burn off, and then we'll have the hot, beautiful skies just all across Oahu. And of course, if you're going out to play a round of golf, put that SPF 1000 on you. Makalei has a 910. Poipu Bay has a 930. Kapolei has a 1032. And at Bayview, there's an 830, a 940, a 1036, and an 1120. You have to make reservations. And at Bayview, make your reservations for Father's Day, because, of course, this is the best value in golf on Oahu. For Father's Day, kids play free with their dads or their granddads, and that's something to look forward to doing for Father's Day. Also at Bayview coming up on Friday, there's going to be the Callaway Golf Fitting Event, Standard Fit at Bayview Golf Course. It's Friday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Get fit for groundbreaking distance from Callaway.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high rise shopping center, or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring him into the clubhouse right now. Bob Bupka, voice of golf for TalkSport in the UK and host of In the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. Welcome in, Bob.
Well, welcome to you, Danielle. I can hear it in your voice. You're about as excited as I am that we finally have some live golf to talk about. It's a giant little step in the right direction. Where does it take us? We're still waiting to see, especially, you know, the majors. The PGA Championship has not come out with a definitive, go or no go, fans or no fans. I mean, it's, you know, definitely probably no fans. We'll have to see about that. And then, of course, the U.S. Open, pretty certain that it's going to be played, but that'll be no fans. The real question, Danielle, and I'd like to get your opinion on it, is the Ryder Cup. Should they play a Ryder Cup if there are no fans?
You know, this is one thing that I'm feeling pretty certain about, that they should not play the Ryder Cup with no fans. And simply because, I mean, I'm watching RBC Heritage and I'm enjoying the golf. They've got a lot of camera angles. They got a whole bunch of guys they can play on. They can take this camera, that camera, go to this guy, that guy, this putt, this drive. They can go all over the place. They've got a lot of guys to go to, a lot of stars. Of course, the Ryder Cup, a lot of stars, a lot of guys to go to, but no. Not really, because remember the President's Cup. The President's Cup, it needs more fans for it to have the kind of cachet that the Ryder Cup has. And it doesn't feel as exciting because that 13th man, whether you're playing in Europe or here in the U.S., is simply not present. You're not hearing the roar of the crowd, and the guys don't get fired up. So, I think no fans is going to make it very difficult to hold the Ryder Cup. But even then, you know, we really don't know. It's like the PGA Championship is going to be held at TPC Harding Park with no fans. But there's How many are there? 120-some-odd players? It's different when it's a Ryder Cup, Bob.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, Danielle. Matter of fact, I've been wrestling trying to come up with another sport that relies on fans as much as the Ryder Cup. And I'll be honest with you, I cannot. I mean, it's the one sport that, you know, definitely, you know, the fans are a huge part of it. And I've been to so many Ryder Cups and, you know, see the uniforms that the fans wear, the, you know, the flags that fly, the songs that are sung. I mean, it's a fan fest with a little golf thrown in, whereas all the other tournaments are golf tournaments with a little fans thrown in. So I agree with you. It'd be a hard call to postpone it a year. Then what do they do? Do they have a Ryder Cup and a President's Cup in the same year? You know, a lot of questions to be answered. But personal safety has to be first and foremost. I don't care what, you know, whether we play or we don't play. We got to keep everybody safe.
Yeah. And speaking of keeping everybody safe, a perfect example for everyone, you know, inside the bubble, the PGA Tour has created this bubble. So you test before you go, and then when you test when you get to the tournament, and when they tested everybody at the tournament on Monday or Tuesday, everyone tested negative. And there was a release, and they were saying everybody's negative. And then on Thursday, Nick Watney's not feeling that well. And he goes in on Friday and has his test. And this is where I haven't heard anybody. Why he then decided to go to the putting practice green and kind of cruise around until he got his test results. I think that needs to be adjusted. I think they really, if you're going to be tested because you're not feeling well, you should go someplace, you know, alone, wait in the waiting room. It doesn't take that long for these guys to get their tests back. And just wait in your hotel room. Then no, you're negative, you're positive, you've got the flu, you know, whatever it happens to be. And then then a decision can be made. Of course, Nick Watney withdrew. He's in self-isolation right now, and that means he can't leave the RBC Heritage area. He's got to stay in his room for 10 days. PGA Tour takes care of everything for him completely. He can't leave until 10 days go by. He's got to test twice for negative. And it's just interesting. Others, 11 more have been tested. And from what we've understood, they all tested negative. Another thing that I'm having a problem with, Bob, is why did they tell the players before the end of the second round yesterday that someone's tested positive? I thought that was like, why would you throw off somebody's game like that? A Luke List, Vaughn Taylor, you know, they're like, whoa, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I agree with you. And, you know, Nick Watney's caddy happens to be a dear friend of mine by the name of Tony Navarro. Tony's been around a long, long time. Used to caddy for Raymond Floyd, caddied for Greg Norman, generally regarded as one of the top caddies out there. So as soon as I heard the news about Nick Watney, and I think they rushed to announce it, as I understand it, somebody got wind of a positive test for Watney, and it was going to hit social media. So the PGA Tour tried desperately to be ahead of it coming out on social media, and that's why they did it at that time. Ideally speaking, I agree with you, it would have been far better if after the round they, you know, disclosed the results for Nick Watney. But I, you know, in this day and age where everything is at warp speed, I think that motivated the PGA Tour to make the decision that it did. But Nick Watney's as nice a guy as you ever want to meet, and you know, but everybody on the PGA Tour, universally class acts. They, you know, we're lucky to be part of their world covering golf because, you know, they're such gentlemen and they give so much money back to charity. You know, but they better watch out. I'll tell you one thing. The guys on the PGA Tour better watch out. Rumor has it that Ben Hongo has been running for the last 100 days.
Yes.
And I think maybe he's going to try and get out on that PGA Tour, and then it's all over, boy. Old Ben, he's going to make a killing.
Ben Hongo over at Kapalua Golf Academy. Yes, he has been very, he's shown everybody. Just, you know, I'm running this. I'm like, wow, Ben, I never thought of you as a, you know, a distance runner or a nonstop runner. He's just totally embraced the running thing. Speaking of someone who has totally embraced, you know, the physical world, Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, everybody, you can't help but talk about Bryson DeChambeau. When I saw him here at Sony Open, I you know, he was a tall guy, you know, nice build, but he's like a big guy. He's like a long drive champion. Maybe not quite that big, but working on it. I think he probably wants to get bigger, or maybe he wants to lose 20 pounds. But he's been really quite marvelous. And watching him makes me feel uncomfortable to a degree. Tell me, what are your thoughts about Bryson DeChambeau and his game?
Well, I think the happiest person about what has transpired with Bryson DeChambeau is probably Jack Nicklaus, because it has brought more attention back to the fact that maybe they're going to have to roll this golf ball back a little bit to keep golf courses, you know, the real gems in the United States still, you know, viable as a test. I mean, Bryson DeChambeau, you know, you got to look at the background. I mean, he studied physics. You know, who ever heard of a professional golfer that majored in physics while he was at SMU? He leaves nothing to chance. He is, you know, he knows what he's doing, and it could be changing the game. And, you know, changing the game may not be the good thing that, you know, you automatically think it is. If golf courses, even if they have property, you know, that's one thing. Then you got an added expense of making your golf course longer. You know, so there are a lot of variables. Jack Nicklaus, you got to give him credit. 20 years ago, during one of my interviews, he brought up the subject of, you know, he thinks that, you know, the golf ball is going too far. I mean, what Bryson DeChambeau is doing now is simply remarkable. I mean, first off, all of his irons are the same length, so he's kind of eliminated a variable there. And he realized that, hey, it's pretty simple. If you swing the club faster, you know, the ball's going to go further. USGA has a testing device. It's called Iron Byron. It's a machine that swings a golf club, and then they can measure how far the golf ball goes when hit by this machine. And so Bryson DeChambeau made sure that if you up the speed on this machine, the ball goes further. So he said, hey, if I can up my club head speed, I'm going to hit it further. And now he's the longest driver on the tour. I mean, he's blowing it by Dustin Johnson. It wasn't too long ago, Danielle, you were saying, and I was saying, and everybody else in the business was saying, wow, Dustin Johnson's the longest thing we've ever seen. And now he's not the longest hitter out there. It belongs to Bryson DeChambeau. The only thing I really like about Bryson, he became a Ben Hogan fan when he was about 12 years old. He put on that Ben Hogan hat, and he wears it every single time he plays. He thinks that Ben Hogan was the greatest golfer that ever lived.
Yeah, you 340 yards. 340 yards. You know, the guy is knocking, he's making dog legs obsolete. End of story. But what he's done at at Harbortown is amazing because he has dialed it back. He has, as he said, he's not let loose the Kraken. And so he's actually controlling himself or not using the driver and just using, oh, I don't know, a 9-iron to go 240, you know, ridiculous numbers. But then when you watch him on the putting green, and he said when he was watching Simpson, who was in the lead, right, Webb Simpson, at least he was, he hasn't teed off yet. I think they're just teeing off soon. Not yet. 8:10 our time. Webb Simpson was just making putts after putts, and watching Bryson putt, it was obvious that he was putting too much of the science in the putt. And isn't putting about feeling?
Well, it certainly is. I mean, you're right on the money there. I mean, how much money is spent yearly by golfers replacing their putter? You know, and the old saying out on the tour, it's not the arrow that's at fault; it's the one that's aiming that arrow. And but I don't know. Is golf destined to have somebody that's going to drive it regular basis, 340, 350 yards? Don't forget these last 2 weeks, Danielle. They're playing golf courses where supposedly distance is not a factor because they're very tight, they're very short golf courses, Colonial and Harbortown.
Yep.
Can you imagine when we get to some of the bigger courses, you get to Jack's Place at Memorial, where distance really helps out, Bryson DeChambeau will have to be listed as the favorite going into a place like that. Just because, as you accurately pointed out, he is hitting it so far.
Yeah, absolutely. He's just got a lot of work to do on the putting green. If he comes across greens that are difficult to read, it's not going to work. He's not getting the roll, and he knows it. He's going to have to do some putting. Corey Connors is one of the youngsters who's up there. At least he was a little while ago. It's great seeing these young kids coming out and doing so well. But I'd like to switch to another friend of yours, Justin Rose. And just, a nod to what Justin Rose has created in England, because the ladies aren't starting until late in July. It's the Rose Ladies Series, and it's underway in England. It's the Rose Ladies Series because, of course, Justin Rose is sponsoring it. And the first event was played this past week. Charlie Hull came out victorious at Brokenhurst Manor Golf Club. The next will be played June 25th at Moor Park Golf Club. And I just want to heads up and thank you very much, CompuCenter UK, Evans Vandalin, a hygiene chemicals company since 1919, Getty Sport, Event Caddy Golf, just a few of the companies lending their support, and the Rose family putting up all of the money for the winners. So this is wonderful. I'm really, really thrilled about this one.
Well, I'm glad to hear you reference that, because Justin Rose, along with his lovely wife, Kate, they have decided to give back. I did get a little chuckle. I think it was earlier this week. It may even have been last week at Colonial. They referenced Justin Rose by saying he's not a type player that makes changes. Well, in the last year, he's changed caddies, he's changed clubs, and now this past weekend, he changed coaches. He's been with Sean Foley 11 years. Sean has done a great job with him, obviously, but Justin feels a little time for a break. So if he is put in the category that he doesn't make changes when he changes his clubs, his caddy and his coach, then I don't know what a player that would be referred to as somebody that changes a lot. I don't know what they would have to change to exceed Justin Rose.
Right.
But he's a blue chipper. I happen to be there at Royal Birkdale. I was only a few feet from the actual hole location where he chipped in on the 72nd hole. He's been a gentleman ever since, and another shining example of why when you get ready to do your show on Saturday, you're excited and you do it with a lot of pride because we have guys playing this sport like Justin Rose.
Yeah, absolutely. I got one final question for you, Bob. Okay, this has to do with Tiger Woods. Now, we don't know when he's going to play. You know, we've got the PGA Championship at TPC Harding Park on August 6th. A week later, the FedEx Cup playoffs begin. Then there's the September 17th U.S. Open at Winged Foot. September 25th Ryder Cup, whether it's played or not. October 22nd is the Zozo Championship in Japan. He is the defending champ. And then November 12th is the Masters. What do you think? When do you think Tiger will come out?
Well, I think it was pretty interesting. Just over a week ago, the captain of his yacht, the name The Privacy, decides to take it out for a little spin. That automatically transferred to, oh, well, he's playing Harbortown. They're taking a yacht up there. He's playing Harbortown. And a bunch of tickets get sold. And then the yacht turns around and goes back. So pretty interesting that he can do that. The other thing that's weighing heavy on my mind, and I don't know how I'm going to handle this one, how am I going to be in Augusta covering the Masters and there's Christmas decorations being put up? I mean, that's a little heavy duty if you ask me. And then what's really amazing, I have to deal with, wait a minute now, if somebody wins the Masters in November, then they play in the next major, which is the Masters, in April of the following year. So somebody can win back-to-back majors, and they're both Masters.
Isn't that wonderful? It's going to be interesting.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. I'm hoping he's coming out for Memorial, but we'll just have to wait and see. Bob Bupka, voice of golf, talk sport, and, of course, host of The Grill Room with Bob and Jay. It's a podcast. You can find it at Audio Boom. Thanks so much for being on the show, Bob.
Yeah, and tell Ben, add a little more distance. I think he's not running far enough.
Ben! Thank you, Bob.
Take care, Danielle.
You too. Okay, aloha.
Right. Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye. Got some Father's Day suggestions for you. Of course, Peak Vision has a 15% sale on peakvision.com. Great styles, excellent quality, on and off the course. And the 15% is built in, so you don't need a promo code. And we're going to give away Claude Brousseau, one of the nicest people I know. He's a PGA Master Professional, which means he's one of the very few of the PGA professionals who have done a lot of extra work to earn the master's degree in the game. He's Aimpoint certified, a Vision 54 coach, author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game, and creator of a great app for your mobile device or your website on the desktop. It's called Virtual Golf Academy. You've got your choice between a lesson with Claude or getting the app. It's a $125 value, lesson with Claude, a $99 value for the app. You just give us a call, 808-545-1111. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
What do you get for the father who has everything? Just go to Aloha Power Equipment today. Today is the last day of Aloha Power Equipment's Father's Day sale. The lowest prices of the year, up to 25% off Shindaiwa and Maruyama. The Honda EU 2200i priced at $949. Aloha Power Equipment's Father's Day sale. This is the last day until 3 o'clock this afternoon. They've got sales on so much more. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment has what you need, what he needs. The sale's on at both locations, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
There is something coming up that's really cool at Bayview in the month of July. In the month of July, the Ronald McDonald House Charities is teaming up with Bayview Golf Course, and they're going to have a virtual tournament. So you go and play Pebble Beach on their virtual tournament. Of course, that'll be the top tracer. And you can go anytime between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. So in July, you want to go to the driving range, it's covered, and play. And then when you do that, of course, you'll post your scores and have a great time doing it. You can be as a family with your kids. It's so much fun at Bayview. And speaking of kids, it is a Father's Day weekend, and you can go to Bayview and the kids play free. That's Bayview Golf Course, and that's in Kaneohe. As you're coming down the Like Like, it's an easy drive all the way down. Then you cross Kamehameha, get to Kaneohe Bay Drive. So Like Like turns into Kaneohe Bay Drive, going toward Kailua Kaneohe. When you get down that far, you'll see Bayview Golf Course on the left, and there could be somebody that's doing some huli huli chicken. You just turn in, and that's Bayview Golf Course. And it is looking so good right now. And of course, they have all of the COVID-19 in safety measures that are put in place. They've worked with the PGA of America, the CDC, of course, the state and the city and county. There's social distancing, all the things that need to be done. They wipe down the screens all the time. They're working on cleaning out those carts, keeping distances between the carts. It's really cool at Bayview. So go check them out if it's been a while. Dean Wilson grew up real close to Bayview. Pretty much honed his skills at Bayview Golf Course. We're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We got an excellent Father's Day sale going on at Aloha Power Equipment. Maruyama and Shindaiwa, they are off at 20% sales there. And the Honda EU2200i, that is going for $949. There is a sale on just about everything for Father's Day today. This is the last day. It's been going on this week. It's at Aloha Power Equipment until 3 o'clock this afternoon. So get down to Aloha Power Equipment in Waipahu or Sand Island.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Brian Finnerty, CEO, and of course of V1 Sports. Go to V1Sports.com. V like victory. 1Sports.com. Former professional athlete, Brian Finnerty, goalkeeper for the National Professional Soccer League's Detroit Rockers, won the 1992 NPSL League Championship. After his playing career, he went into business. Started a franchise of cell phone stores, launched High Velocity Sports in Canton, Ohio. His sports facility featured an undercover regulation-sized soccer field. He started a foundation which helps offset the pay-to-play sports through scholarships and grants, and he launched Opportunity Seed Capital. Well, today, he serves as CEO of V1 Sports, the leader in golf swing analysis software. Wow. Welcome into the clubhouse, Brian.
Hey, Danielle. Thank you for having me. And my apologies for being late here. I had an hour behind on Eastern time, so my apologies.
No problem. You've been busy during this coronavirus. You've come up with all kinds of ways for golfers to use the V1 Sports interactively.
Yeah, you know, it's we at V1, we kind of say it's making lemonade out of lemon. And so we've always had an online component to V1 Sports where instructors could work with their students regardless of what their location was. But obviously with people being stuck at home and instructors being off the golf courses, it just got taken to another level. And, you know, we're just glad to serve the industry. I think it was kind of that hidden gem that definitely kept us busy. We were actually hiring during the process, so we not only kept everybody employed, but also added to our staff. So, yeah, we were in a pretty blessed situation.
That's awesome. Now, when you updated your V1Sports.com, sleeker, cleaner, easier-to-use website, why'd you make that decision?
Well, quite honestly, we're a company that's been around for 25 years, and like anything, even an old car, you just pick up a little gunk and debris, and it was a little clunky. So we had decided about a year and a half ago to completely rebuild the website, obviously not knowing what was going to be going on with COVID, and the timing just happened to coincide with a huge influx of need for the website, plus the new launch of the site. So thankfully, we can handle the load. We do almost 40,000 lessons every other week. So lots of traffic going to the site. We're fortunate to have been upgrading during that time.
45,000?
Yes, 45,000.
Oh, what got you from soccer into golf?
Well, maybe like a lot of your listeners, I am a golf fanatic and got hooked when I first got to college at San Diego State. Always played as kind of the backup game. I think like most team sport athletes, you also want to have that sport that you just rely on yourself. You don't want to have to rely on other teammates at times and either sink or swim, and golf was just a perfect mix for that. So, you know, you kind of get out of it what you put into it, and I love the practice aspect, and that ended up being one of the reasons why I got into V1 Sports. I love the teaching and the technology, and it was a great marriage.
So, and you also, during the period of COVID, and which, of course, we're not really through, but you offered 1 month of free. So you gave everybody an opportunity to find out what V1 Sports was. And you were coached by Jake Thurm, the Golf Digest Best Young Teacher and PGA Tour Coach. What was that like?
I'll be honest with you. It was a little bit intimidating, and not because of Jake. I just think, you know, for any of us, I'm a 6 handicap, and for anybody, who, you know, I think all of us want to feel like we're getting better. And Jake is such a great teacher, and he has worked with a lot of fantastic PGA players. So just being kind of on screen and in his presence was a little intimidating. But like most instructors, they make it easy, and Jake kept the lesson kind of straightforward and simple, gave me a couple of tips to use. I let him know I hadn't broken 80 yet to that season, obviously with some COVID stuff. Went out and made an eagle in my next round and broke 80, just kind of inputting a couple of his little tips. So yeah, it went from intimidating to a lot of fun, and obviously having it recorded, because that's part of what V1 does. It's a recorded lesson. I was able to come home and work on it in the backyard even after I got off the golf course. So I kind of got the double benefit of you know, working with Jake. And again, he's just such a kind, passionate golf instructor. It made it very easy to get into his session.
Before we go into the details of how V1 works, I've got to ask this question. There's one of the key analysis points in the V1 game and the V1 coach app is potential, which I think is like, wow. So you can, the V1 coach app, potential is displayed to show what the player could be scoring if they clean up their most decisive errors. Did he find that you had a lot of potential?
You know, I'll leave that to Jake. I'd like to believe that I have a lot of potential. I think, as Jake and I have jokingly said, it's more about the potential gap, meaning where are you at now and what is your potential? And if that's a big spread, then yeah, that's probably where I fit. The great thing about V1 game is, you know, you have V1 Golf, which is our product that you use to record your golf swing. And then V1 game is essentially a GPS system that you can track yourself around the golf course. It shows every club that you used along the way. Tells you, I mean, literally, where did your drive go? How far did it go? How long were your putts, if you want to track it to that level detail? So it really does tell you where you're excelling and where you're missing. And the potential key there and all that information, if you so choose, gets pushed over to your golf coach. So as you play your rounds of golf, that data is going right to your golf coach. And the coach sees it. And like most of us, or at least like me, I want to walk up to the tee and hit my favorite club when I get on the practice range. And I know if I'm working with Jake, he's going to say, hey, Brian, you can probably put the driver back in the bag. I know you enjoy hitting that thing a long way, but that's really not your issue. Why don't we take out your 50-degree wedge? Because you never seem to find the green from 75 yards, and you should be. And that's kind of the potential that I know if he's working with my data versus what my mouth is saying, he's just referring to the data and saying, look, I know you want to do that, but the data is saying your 50-degree wedge is the issue to you going from a 6 to a 2, and you can choose to use that data. So that's kind of the potential. And I'll wrap up on that side is, it doesn't compare you to being a tour pro. I think a lot of the apps that are out there compare you to, you know, strokes gained to par, strokes gained against the PGA player. Not many of us are going to ever maybe even, you know, walk on a PGA course, let alone play on the PGA. So I can pick myself against a 1 handicap, a 5 handicap, a 10 handicap, whatever number I want. And if my goal is to get down to a 4 and I'm currently a 6, it'll give me my strokes gained or lost against a 4 handicap. And that's encouraging, because then I don't feel like I'm always failing out on the golf course. I feel like there's just some incremental potential gaps to fill in.
That's awesome. Now, what it sounds like you guys are communicating, but you're not in the same place. Is that correct?
It is. Yeah. So Jake's in Chicago. I'm in Michigan, and I bounce back and forth between Michigan and San Diego. My wife originally being from Hawaii and splitting time between Santa Barbara and Hawaii, we get out to Hawaii on a regular basis. And so I also work with Brian Mogg, who has an instruction facility there in Hawaii.
Yes.
And so between the two of those guys, I'm able to just, I can capture my swing from anywhere. Last year I went on a trip to Ireland and quite frankly was hitting it a little bit sideways and reaching into my pocket a little more often than I wanted to. I sent Brian my swing, and I'm sure after he fell out of his chair laughing, sent me two really quick swing tips, which were based on stuff we'd worked before. And literally on the next time on the golf course, I was able to completely turn it around and put the wheels back on the bus. So, you know, it's nice to be able to use it even when you're not in person with your instructor.
So, yes. And if you're not in person with your instructor, how would the person say, don't go with the driver? Can you guys communicate in real time?
We can. So in our app, V1 Golf app, and this is going to be released a week from Monday. So within, I think, 8 or 9 days here, you'll actually just open up the V1 Golf Plus app. And in there is a small screen that essentially interfaces with FaceTime or with Google Hangouts, depending if you're Android or iOS. And while you're using V1, there's a small little screen where your instructor will be in a live environment, if you so choose and if he or she so chooses, to be communicating back and forth. And you don't have to flip between screens to do that. Jake Thurman and I did do 2 screens, so I have my phone and my iPad because I wanted just a little bigger display. But honestly, if you just had an iPad or a phone, you could open up the, you know, kind of in-screen browser, if you will, and there you have your live phone call face-to-face with your golf instructor, which is awesome.
That is amazing. That's very cool. So you can work on all aspects of the game. You can take them to the putting green with you. He can stay the whole time with you.
Yeah, and that's kind of the benefit is we also offer a little clip that you basically hold your phone and you can attach it to a club in your bag, an alignment stick, the outside of your golf bag, and just kind of set it up as you don't have to have a buddy holding your phone. And Jake might say, hey, let's go over to the bunker. Look like I'm looking at your V1 game stats and you only got up and down 1 time out of 6. So let's go work in the bunker. And I'd set up my phone facing me in the bunker. And literally Jake is just talking me through, keep that weight on the left foot. We're going to shallow out the club at the bottom and really want to just kind of hold the face of the club to the sky. And those actually, that's one of the last things he and I worked on, just to give me some simple things, right? There's not a ton of information there, but things I can do right in one practice session. I'm out on the range in Michigan, and he was literally in his kitchen in Chicago. So yeah, it was really great to kind of be able to use both in a productive environment.
That's great. And this is coming out, and how do I get it?
Pretty simple. So if you're in iOS or you know Google Play, either one in the Apple Store or in the App Store or Google Play Store, if you just type in V1 Golf or V1 Sports, you'll see the host of our products there. V1 Golf itself is the product you'd use to film and capture swings. V1 Game is the product you and I talked about where you can essentially track your shots and your game around the golf course. And either one of those will essentially give you all the tools you need. Your golf coach will already have V1 Coach. So your information, if you just scroll and say, I want to pick Jake Thurm, that data will automatically go over to Jake, whether you're in V1 Game or V1 Golf. So it's pretty simple. Again, golf is for recording your swing, and V1 Game, as the name implies, is when you're out playing the game, when you want to actually go kind of track it around a golf course.
Wow. So from what I can see, when I go to v1sports.com, you can capture and analyze the swing, import video from a camera roll, playback in slow-mo, frame by frame, drawing tools to measure and highlight form, limit HD professional model swing library. It's a limited HD professional model swing library. Cloud storage for videos, accelerate, trim, and edit videos so you can speed them up, you can shorten them, you can edit them, organize your videos with tags and folders, zoom in to see detail, flip videos to show right or left-handed view. That's important, actually. Share videos on social media and via email. You can get lessons from your V1 Golf Pro. This is great. And you also got together with Club Corps doing everything, the world leader in private clubs.
We did. And I think this is a really important part because as Club Corps, you know, they are a leader in managing private clubs. They recognize, just like we do, that not more than 15% of even their members in any given year are taking lessons. And that leaves 85% of us that are out there either intimidated, don't have the time, don't have the access, whatever it is, that they're not going to see a pro. There's a lot of DIYers out there. And we just wanted to create a program that was really front and center. We've done this for a long time, and Club Corps, I think, recognized that not everybody is going to go to a pro for a lesson because just standing in front of somebody can be just intimidating. And so this was a way for them to do all the things you just said, capture a swing. Maybe you want to capture a swing and put yourself side by side with Lydia Ko and just look at each one side by side and say, okay, you know what? I look a lot like her. I swing a lot like her, but man, her takeaway is has a better tempo than mine. You can do all of that, trim your video, capture your video, compare it side by side, whether you see a golf pro or not. And that's kind of what we feel is like a really nice addition for us because it appeals to everybody who isn't yet seeing a golf pro. And if for some reason you don't have a pro, but you're interested in finding one, we've got almost 10,000 golf pros on our platform, literally across the globe. So So we have a lot of people taking lessons virtually that never even meet their golf pro in person. So we give them a place to start, kind of with that DIY mentality, a lot of content that's built in, and many just choose to kind of use it for that. I want to capture my swing and compare it side by side with a pro. You can rifle through the thousands of LPGA and PGA pros that we have to find the one that looks most like you. I don't want to compare myself to Dustin Johnson because, quite frankly, I'm 6 foot and not one-tenth as athletic as he is. You know, he's 6'4 and super flexible and super athletic. So me comparing my swing to his makes no sense whatsoever. So I'm probably going to have to find somebody that looks like me, and that's kind of the benefit of the platform.
That's great. Brian Finnerty, CEO, V1 Sports. It's V1, like victory, V1Sports.com. Thanks so much for being on the show. Very interesting.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got Jeff Wallach coming on next, and he wrote several books, but the one we're going to be talking about is called The Wizard. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
What do you get for the father who has everything? Just go to Aloha Power Equipment today. Today is the last day of Aloha Power Equipment's Father's Day sale. The lowest prices of the year. Up to 25% off Shindaiwa and Maruyama. The Honda EU 2200i priced at $949. Aloha Power Equipment's Father's Day sale. This is the last day until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And there are sale prices on many, many more items. Weed it. Whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment has what he wants and you probably need. The sale on at both locations, Sand Island and Waipahu.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
I just want to let you know that we don't have a winner yet for the giveaway today for Father's Day. Claude Brousseau, one of the nicest people I know, definitely not intimidating, and he's a PGA professional, a PGA master professional, one of the very few PGA professionals who've done a lot of extra work, earning their master's degree, so to speak, in the game. He's Aim Point certified. That means he can help you with your putting. Vision 54 coach. That means he can help you with the mental game. Author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. Short game is everything. I mean, you get your ball just about to the green. You got 70 feet to go. What do I do now? Okay. And he's just a really, really cool guy. He's on Maui, and his name is Claude Brousseau at Wailea Golf Academy. Give us a call. The number is 808-545-1111. Jeff Wallach is author of Mr. Wizard. He's an award-winning author of 5 books, nonfiction, and more than 100 essays, articles, reviewed in publications, including the New York Times, Sports Illustrated, Outside, Men's Health, the American Book Review, among others. By the way, he went to Vassar for his BA in English and then Brown for his MA in creative writing. I've got Jeff Wallach. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. Great to be here with you.
I got to ask you, did you find an agent?
I did not find an agent.
So we're looking for what?
127 of them. Most of them never even responded, so I went out and found a publisher by myself.
Oh, right on. I mean, that's that beats an agent. You can just do it yourself. I am really enjoying the trailer. I've never seen a trailer done for a book before. It's on YouTube. Go to YouTube, type in Mr. Wizard, Jeff Wallach, and it's so, who came up with this trailer?
That was something that our publisher put together. They do for all of their books, just like a movie trailer. Why not have one for a book so people could see what's coming?
Yeah. Well, so let's give them a little bit of background about you.
All right.
How did you get into writing novels? What and in particular, what inspired you to write Mr. Wizard?
Well, I've been writing fiction since I got out of school, but a very tough way to make a living. So I defensively became a journalist, and that was my career for 35 years. I always wrote fiction on the side, not successfully until this book, which, you know, here in the late innings of my life and career, I was thrilled to find a publisher for. The impetus for the story in this book was several years ago when I was in my 50s, I was having a conversation with my mother, and she said something to the effect of, you know, that must be your Scottish heritage. And I went, my what? And this was something that I had never heard in 50 years of life, that I had Scottish ancestors. So I went and took a DNA test, and sure enough, about 12% Scottish DNA, and the idea of someone discovering who they are late in life was very intriguing to me. So even though in the book it's transformed into Irish heritage for the characters, that was the idea that I took off from.
Wow. And then in this book, there are two brothers. And what happens when their mother is about to die, she says to one of the brothers, you know, you need to watch your drinking because you're Irish. And they were raised as Jewish boys, which left them both very, very puzzled about the situation in their life. The brothers set off on a genetic treasure hunt in search of who they really are. Who inspired which brother? Is there somebody in your life that made you think this man or... did they completely come out of your mind?
Well, it depends on whether you ask me or my actual brother.
No.
he thinks one of the characters is him. My friends have accused me of being either one of the brothers. In fact, they're both fictional characters. They share some history from me. They share some history from my brother. So events in their lives might be some of the same things. We went to the same schools or had a certain thing happen to us in childhood, but they're both completely made up. So I would say they're both me and neither is me.
Yeah. You know, Michael Curtis, fiction editor emeritus at The Atlantic, wrote, "The writing is knowing and engaging, wise about its cultural orientations, and driven to discoveries both reassuring and life-enhancing." It sounds so wise. Jeff Wallach is a prodigiously gifted writer, insightful, funny, and always surprising. Mr. Wizard twists and turns like a double helix. When you finish, you'll want to go back to the very first page and experience it all over again just to see how Wallach pulled it off. That's Terry Cheney, author of the New York Times bestseller Manic, a memoir. You get some really good reviews. And one of them was really cute because the guy said, You know, I'd give him a 4.5 and not a 4.3 if I hadn't promised after getting a free book that I would write an honest review.
That could have been anybody. I got some very nice comments on it. It's reviewed well. This is a very tough era in publishing, especially for small literary publishers. So all the reviews I've gotten have been very helpful. Anybody who likes the book is welcome to go on Amazon.com or Goodreads and post their own review. If you didn't like it, I welcome you to skip that step.
Comments at Goodreads. I loved and appreciated Mr. Wizard on so many levels. I hardly know where to begin. The writing is deeply insightful, intelligent, and witty. I laughed out loud in several places. I'm not typically a laugh out loud while reading kind of person, but I'm a sucker for smartly written humor. So far, I have two books firmly only top 10 list of 2020, and Mr. Wizard sits jauntily perched at the top of that list. Wow. How long has it been out?
It came out in April, so it's about 2 months old. And hopefully spreading far and wide with the help of generous people like yourself.
It would make a great book.
Well, and it's a perfect Father's Day book because one of the main stories in the novel is two brothers who are looking for their father.
Yes.
And the connections and the relationships all kind of circle around through the game of golf. There's relationships between fathers and sons and brothers and girlfriends, all of whom play golf. So it should be a great Father's Day gift for golfers.
I meant to say it would make a great movie.
Okay. Yes, I agree with that. I've already cast the two lead characters, although, of course, I haven't heard from Hollywood yet.
Who are your two lead actors that you would put in?
Well, I would have Jason Schwartzman from Rushmore fame play Spencer, the sort of dark, irreverent brother. And I would have Jason Bateman play the more uptight, stiffer, older brother.
That's great. Now, okay, let's go back to golf. Now, how does golf play into this? They're two brothers. Tell us where the golf came in.
I don't want to give too much away.
Okay.
But the brothers have played golf their whole lives. They're on a search for their father. That search takes them to Ireland in the second half of the book, where they play golf with people who turn out to be closer to them in their lives than they at first realized. I didn't give away too much, did
I? No, I don't think so. Not at all.
Okay.
I love it. And one of the, and I haven't had a chance to read it. I did not get one of the free books.
Well, we'll send you one out as soon as I hang up the phone.
But I loved how one of them said, you're going to have to help me with this. One brother said, you're the something and I'm the Spanish prince. Do you remember what the Spanish prince said his brother was?
Well, I don't recall the exact words, but it's in reference to his Irish heritage. And I might or might not be able to say it on the radio.
Yeah. Jeff Wallach, author, Mr. Wizard, highly recommended, as you heard, and I want to read it. So thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you for waiting.
Thanks, Danielle. It was great talking to you.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We have a really exciting news for one person who started something revolutionary in the world of shoes, and it's called Squares. And it's Squaires. You go to squares.com and you'll see what I'm talking about. And all of a sudden, somebody came up to him and said, I want to be a partner. We are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
Got some Father's Day suggestions for you. Peak Vision has 15% sale on right now. Peakvision.com. Now, I have a set of sunglasses, a pair, and they are wraparounds. I love them. My teenager loves the aviators, and our executive producer, Rick, loves the lightness of these sunglasses. They don't feel heavy, weighty at all. So check them out. Peakvision.com, 15% sale on. Great styles, excellent quality for on the golf course and off the golf course, of course. And Claude Brousseau is a PGA Master professional, and he is one of the best teachers in the state. Number one, as elected by his peers, Golf Digest. They do a survey of the peers, and Claude Brousseau was voted number one in the state. He's over at the Wailea Golf Academy, and he's Aim Point certified. He is Vision 54 coach, author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game, and he's a creator of the great app for your mobile device. It's called the Virtual Golf Academy. So if you're not on Maui, and so you can't get over to the Wailea Golf Academy, and you'd like to have this Virtual Golf Academy, that's one of the things. You can choose either to have the lesson or get the Virtual Golf Academy app for your desktop, for your, I always like big pictures sometimes, but if I want to take it with me, if I look at the tips, all of the tips in the Virtual Golf Academy, you just pull it up and you say, I need to see, I don't know this shot. It'll either speak to you, Claude, beautifully videoed. It's gorgeous. It's high def. Or that you can have captions, closed captions. So if you're on the golf course and you're just, you know, working on your game, you're not necessarily competing or playing with others, you can just check it out. And it'll help you go through it. So the number to call to be the winner, and you can give this to Father, is 808-545-1111. That's 808-545-1111. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
All right, we're going to have a beautiful day today to get out to play a round of golf. And if you don't have a tee time, we've got some. There was a 10:32 over at Wailea. I did announce that earlier. Not Wailea, at Kapolei on Oahu, 10:32 on Oahu. And then we have the Poipu Bay Golf Course has a 9:30 and a 12 o'clock. And the Makalei Golf Course has an 8:32 and a 9:10 and an 11:20. You need to make tee times. Part of the COVID-19 situation is tee times are necessary to keep as many people out of the pro shop. So you come in, you've got your tee time, and the tee times, of course, are spaced out. another Bayview golf course has a 10:36 and an 11:20. If you want to go out earlier, there's a 9:40. The Kahili course has a 9:42 and a 9:58. And Wailea has a 10:40 and an 11:30 on the Emerald course. On the blue course, they have a 10:50, and after that, it's wide open. So that's Wailea. That's Maui Nui has an 11:24 and a 12:48. So what we're trying to do now is we're having one of those days. It's Father's Day, and we're trying to get through to Robert Winskowitz, the founder and managing partner of Squares at squares.com, the number one innovative pick at the 2020 PGA Demo Day, Golf Channel partnering with Squares. And he's got another partner, Jim Remy, the past president of the PGA in America, of America. He said, in my 40 years of teaching golf, these are the best shoes I've ever worn. Squares is the future of golf footwear. So we are waiting to hear from Bob right now. He should be calling in just about now. So we're just waiting for him to give us a call. Why don't we take care of some business and come back with Bob after this? My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
So what do you get for the father who has everything? Well, just go to Aloha Power Equipment. Today is the last day of Aloha Power Equipment's Father's Day sale. The lowest prices of the year, up to 25% off on Shindaiwa and Maruyama. The Honda EU 2200i is priced at $949. Oh boy, Aloha Power Equipment's Father's Day sale. This is the last day. Today it is the last day, and it's only until 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. They've got it all at Aloha Power Equipment. They have what he wants. The sale is on at both locations, Sand Island and Waipahu.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Robert Winskowitz, a founder and managing partner, Squares, and it's at squares.com. It's S-Q-A-I-R-Z.com. Number one innovative pick at the 2020 PGA Demo Day. Golf Channel partnering with Squares. Jim Remy, the past PGA president. In my 40 years of teaching golf, these are the best golf shoes I've ever worn. Squares is the future of golf footwear. Bob, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you. It's great to be back. Thanks, Danielle.
Absolutely. And now I'm really impressed because you're now partnering with Sir Nick Faldo. Sir Nick, how did that come about?
Well, it's quite an interesting story. Actually, Sir Nick reached out to us. He was at home doing some drills with his fitness coach, where he was standing on one foot, putting the other foot behind him and trying to balance in his bare feet. And he was challenged by that, so they decided to put a pair of tennis shoes on, and he started improving his balance ever so slightly. So it came to him, and he Googled the most stable golf shoe, and squares came up. And so he reached out to his agent, Jeremy Eisenberg at Octagon, and said, "Jeremy, can you find out a little more about this company and get me a couple of pair of shoes?" So we sent Sir Nick some shoes, and about 3 weeks later, I got a call from his agent, and they asked to schedule a Zoom call with Sir Nick, and we got on, and he asked me about the shoes, and halfway through the conversation, he leaned back in his chair, he put his arms up, and he says, "This is the best golf shoe I have ever worn, and it's about time people start talking about the fact that the golf swing is built from the ground up, and you can't find balance during the swing. It has to start before it." And that's how it all began.
Wow. Wow. You must have been like out dancing on the table when you were finished with that call. Goodness.
I actually felt like I won the lottery. And, you know, we've been working so hard at this to get the message out that we've built a very good, solid performance golf shoe, and to have somebody that he's won three Masters, he's won three British Opens, and he's won over 40 tour events, reach out to us, wear the shoes, and say it's the best. And I had the pleasure of about 2 weeks ago filming our commercials with him, and he's everything people think he is. He's a gentleman, and he's a technician. When it comes to the golf swing, he's very technical about his swing and about the products he wears.
So at first glance, you know, when you first see, if you go to Squares, Squairz, you'll see Squares. And at first, it seems like, you know, and then, but when you stand, as you're right, as you stand over them and you look down, they all feel right. Even though it's unusual. And PGA.com reports 95% of all swing flaws are because of setup. So your shoes are actually helping with setup.
Exactly right. And this is, I think this is the next narrative in golf, that golf footwear is equipment. And it's where distance and all other of the key fundamentals of the golf swing come from. So balance and stability. So we were out testing with Sir Nick, and we had seven amateurs come in and test. And they were wearing either FootJoy, Michael Jordan, or Nike, or Echo. And so we tested against the squares. And they hit a bunch of shots with each shoes. And on average, wearing the squares golf shoes, they picked up 2.2 miles per hour in their swing speed. And they also picked up 4.8 miles per hour in ball speed and between 6 and 18 yards of distance. And this was all tested by Gene Parenti at Golf Labs out of San Diego, an independent testing facility that is known to everybody in the golf industry. So it was something that when we built these, we were focused in on that ground connection, but also to your point that setup. If you don't have proper setup, alignment, balance, stability, I don't care what club or ball you're playing with, you know, the next year it could be out of the water to the woods of the sand trap. But again, the other thing we found out, too, was that with Sir Nick is that he had more consistent face strikes in the middle of the club because of the added balance and stability. And that translates into accuracy and distance. And these are some of the things that today's traditional golf footwear manufacturers are not talking about. Why? Because they've built these golf shoes that lack structure. They want to talk about lightweight, but lightweight is the lack of structure. They want to talk about spikeless, which is the lack of ground connection. So since 2009, I think, candidly, today's golfer has been sold a bill of goods on golf shoes that they're basically sneakers with nubs, and it shouldn't surprise anybody knowing that 65% of the market in golf footwear is these global sneaker companies.
Yeah, absolutely. But what is we've really got to restate that it was just in the stability of the shoe, that stability of the shoe that increased swing speed and, as a consequence, ball distance.
Correct. And that ground connection, that connection to the ground with the spikes, gives you that, it gives you that it's what we call ground reaction force. It's that connection that produces torque in your swing. So as you take it back, you start generating that torque, and as you come through, if you watch Rory McIlroy, his head drops about an inch and a half as he's coming down, and he's driving that force into the ground, and that gives him the connection, it gives him the torque, and it results in distance. But again, it starts with this shoe that we developed. It's got a wider base under the forefoot, and because of that, it provides that balanced stability, so it's better club head strikes, and more distance. And we proved it, with an independent lab.
Yeah, and yes. And now when you talk about the spikes, they're not metal spikes.
No, they're soft spikes. And there's six of them on each shoe, and you will see that there are four red cleats, and the four red cleats under each on each shoe is where the pressure points are in the golf swing. So we were able to design this shoe where we could place those cleats directly under the pressure points. So now you have the greatest amount of connection exactly where you need it in the golf swing. And the insole that we built, we added compression there. So not only can your toes sit naturally in the shoe, but the insole we developed, people are going to feel significantly more walking comfort.
Wow. And now let's go back to the square toe, which is why it squares. For a lot of the novice, the newcomers to the game, one of the hardest things to learn is lining up. So that's why I think these shoes are really good for beginners, because it automatically shows you this is how you run parallel to your target, which you're supposed to be. When you stand up, you've got to be so that you are parallel to the, it's not a natural stance for most people. And then you can then take your swing back, get yourself comfortable, get the right distance from the ball and what have you. But it's that setup that I think is so critical. And I think it's very, very good for the people who are just coming into the game.
I agree. And I think I really believe it's not only them, but it's all levels. I mean, how many times have you seen a tour pro, or a very good golfer hit a shot, it goes right or left into the woods, and then they stand up and they look and they put the club up and they're looking and they say, well, the next thing you hear is, well, that's where you are aiming.
Yes.
So it's one shot can cost you a great round. So to have that balance, that stability, that setup feature built within the shoe, to have the confidence on every single shot, whether it's putting, driving, iron, sand, whatever it may be, it's something that it takes it out of your head, so you can just worry about making a good swing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just so excited. Sir Nick is now your partner in Squares, the square-toed shoe. Yes. Now, let's go back. Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Just go ahead, please.
No, you, please.
Oh, so when you said partner, yes, he's invested in the company. He really believed that the feet action and the fact that the ground, the feet really are your connection to the ground, and the swing is built from the ground up. And he feels that in his 50 years of playing golf, he was absolutely blown away by the fact that a golf shoe can actually help you play better golf. And that's really what got him intrigued. And as he looked into the technology, and then we proved it out with an independent lab, He was sold.
Absolutely. Okay. I just wanted to go over a couple of things about the lace and the waterproof gusseted tongue.
Sure. So the gusseted tongue, it's interesting, is that if you have a wider foot, because we have a gusseted tongue, that means it's sewn all the way up and down the tongue, and there's a piece of material in there that expands. So if you happen to have a wider foot, this shoe will actually accommodate that because of the gusset. If you don't, that's okay too, because it naturally sits there. So, and it also prevents water and debris getting into the shoe. Because if you don't have a gusseted tongue, what happens is that if you're playing early in the morning and there's water there, the water can enter the shoe through the tongue area if it's not sewn.
Yeah, we always have dew on the grass in the morning for our early morning golfers.
Right, and we have the same here. And the other thing is the lace. We did a lot of studies on how important, and again, it's just one of those little things that people overlook when they build a golf shoe, is that to have the upper come down on the top of your foot such that your foot now can be one with the shoe and not have a lot of room on the top of the shoe as it meets the top of your foot. And what happens is throughout the round, it starts loosening up, and multiple times you have to tie your shoe. So we said, look, it's important that you bring it down. There's no energy lost in the foot. And so we developed a lace that's got nubs on it, silicone nubs, and as you pull it through the eyelet, you're going to feel like a little clicking. And once you tie that shoe, it stays put the whole round. It stays exactly where you put it, and you never have to tie it again throughout the round, and hence that's why we call it the Stay Put Lace.
Wow, a heel stabilizer that runs from the heel to the arch, centering the foot to promote proper biomechanics, helps prevent rollover injuries. This is an awesome shoe, and now Sir Nick has more than endorsed it. He's become a partner with Bob Winskowitz. It's so good to know that you're off and sailing now. When are we going to get to see the... Are you going to put them on YouTube by any chance in case we don't get to see the spots with Sir Nick?
Yes, I'm glad you noticed that. We are starting this coming month in July, the first of the month. We'll be featured on the Faldo Formula, which is on CBS at 7:30 at night. And we're also going to be spending quite a bit of money on the Golf Channel and YouTube. And we shot some 15, 30, and 60-second commercials with 18 Par Productions, one of his partnership companies, and Mike Abrams. And it's we're pretty excited about it. We're very excited about when we did this with Nick. He was just such a great person to work with, because everything he was doing and saying was so natural, and it wasn't scripted.
Wow. And would you be doing this without Sir Nick?
I'm sorry, what?
Would you be doing this without Sir Nick? The Golf Channel, the YouTube, the, you know, all of the promotions that comes along with this partnership is priceless. And I'm so excited for you, Bob. Absolutely thrilled.
Thank you so much. And to your point, we wouldn't be doing it at this point in time. Eventually, we would have found a partner. But in our mind, there's nobody better because of the accomplishments in the game. He's on TV most every weekend as an announcer, and he was known as a very technical, very focused, very tough competitor, and that's what we were looking for.
Bob Winskowitz, founder and managing partner, Squares. Go to squares.com. Is this something for Dad? This would be a great... Do you make women's shoes?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And we're launching that in the fall.
Yeah. In the fall?
Yes. Yep.
Great. Okay. Bob, thanks for being on the show. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much.
Aloha. Okay. We've got one more break, and then we're going to wrap up the show. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
It always happens to the other guy. that 100-year flood, or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
What do you need for Dad? You don't know? I mean, I know, sometimes it's really hard, but what do you get for the dad who has everything? Yeah. All you have to do is go to Aloha Power Equipment today, and today is the last day, so get on over there. There's, 5%, 10%, how about 25% off the Shindaiwa and Maruyama, or the Honda EU 2200i priced at $949. Aloha Power Equipment's Father's Day sale is today. And today it is the last day until 3 o'clock. So weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Those things need to be done. Aloha Power Equipment has what he wants, and the sale is on at both locations, Sand Island and Waipahu.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right, PGA Tour playing at RBC Heritage in Harbortown. And we're all keeping an eye on, Joaquin Niemann just shot up. He finished 13 under, but the leaders are still out there. And the leaders are really Webb Simpson and Bryson DeChambeau. They've just started. In fact, they're just getting out there. And it's just interesting. Keep an eye on Bryson. The way he's been swinging that club, so he's controlling it. And as he said, he didn't have to let the Kraken out when he gets to the long courses, 340 yards. But then when he's putting, he's still working on it. But the way the guy has been working on his body, on his swing speed, on his distance, if he's with Webb Simpson, he said, I don't know anything about putting after watching Webb. So it's going to be fun. All right. Oahu Extraction. When it floods water, or it just, it just trickles in. Sometimes there's a leak upstairs and you don't even realize it until things start smelling kind of funky in the house. Call Oahu Extraction. No. They do not have to cut open anything. They have the hydrometer. So this is not invasive at all. They use the hydrometer. They can see what's going on inside the walls without cutting those walls. So it could be causing mold if that water got in, and that could be what you're experiencing. Major Oliver, you've developed an allergy. You never had one of those before. That sort of thing can happen. So you want to get a hold of Oahu Extraction. They're available for you 24/7 if something's actually flooding. Give them a call at 330-6212. Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii's best value in golf, double-deck driving range, top tracer at each station, no extra cost, of course, wiped down every couple of hours, all of the COVID-19 precautions in place, including fewer tee times for the social distancing, and with all of the COVID-19 precautions in place, as directed by the PGA of America, you can feel very, very comfortable, just like the pros. There is the foam in the hole, so you're just going to keep that ball up in the cup. Challenge your friends on the driving range in the virtual mode. And in July, the Ronald McDonald House Charities is partnering with Bayview, and there's going to be some really great prizes. And of course, you've been hearing Aloha Power Equipment has what you need at their Waipahu and Sand Island stores. You get the EU 2200i generator for $949 today. last day of the sale, okay, and it ends at 3 o'clock. There's sales on everything over there, so you definitely want to get over to the Aloha Power Equipment. You can hear the show at RadioGolfClub.com. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.